one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Welcome back on a Sunday night for discussions about our unsecured borders and the problems of illegal immigration and other issues. And please don't be afraid to call in here locally in the Phoenix area, 602-508-0960. If you're listening over the World Wide Web on the Internet, at KKNT960.com, you can call in toll-free, 888-960-9696. Just part of the giddiness of bringing a new life into the world this week. Talking about Minuteman and our operations, boy, we're about to kick off a huge operation here in October. All four southern states with bordering Mexico, as well as New York State, Vermont, and Washington State. And Washington just announced that they're back on the march, according to another biased news report out of Vancouver, Canada. And I can't tell you, friends, how the Canadians are so concerned about Minutemen on the border, up on the Canadian border. Quite a response from the Canadians up there who are very concerned about people watching their border and reporting suspicious activity to the proper authorities. A report out of the Vancouver radio station, actually, News 1130, on September 16th by John Ackerman. Let's expose Mr. Ackerman's bias already. A controversial American vigilante group is back on the march this weekend. The Minuteman Civil Defense Corps begins their first year of patrolling the Canada-U.S. border in Whatcom County. And, of course, the reporter has got it wrong. We are not a vigilante group. We've been in operation now for 4 years, and there's never been one incident of vigilanteism, unless you consider observing illegal activity and reporting it to the proper authorities.
Well, you could call us the lawn chair militia, you know, if you want to do it that way.
Oh, but militia, that's such an evil word. That's so negative. But, yeah, that's what we are, lawn chair militia, border security group. We have actually calling in from Washington is our Washington State Director, Claude Lebois. We lost Claude. Claude's still trying to call in. We're hoping we get him in there. And soon we'll be hearing from Randall Cox as well, from our Missouri State Director. Do we have Claude back on the line? Randall, but no Claude. Okay, well, we're going to get there. Anyway, Claude Lebois is director of our 200-member-strong Washington State chapter. And gearing up for another full month of operations along the Canadian border, which, by the way, recently had a couple of our granny brigade up there, I guess, observers who reported a suspicious drug activity going on and busted some drug dealers without a shot being fired.
Great.
Nothing more than a phone call being made, as Minutemen do, to the proper authorities.
And by the way, I met Claude the other day when I was in Sacramento for a training mission and met him personally, and quite a great patriot. And he invited everybody up to his campground. I guess he has the campground right on the border.
Yes.
He said, all you have to do is protect your border and watch the border, and you can stay free at his campground. So it's a great offer. You can go fishing while you're watching the border.
Well, that's great. You know, go up and enjoy the great Pacific Northwest and help keep those evil Canadians from coming across the border illegally, right? Claude, they've been doing a great job up there. By November, Claude says that they're planning to have personnel from several western states on hand to staff their operations for the next continuing year. And again, we don't go away, folks. We're there every month. I know Washington State probably has been on the border more than any other state operation that we've had.
They're actually doing it 365 days out of the year, so they're constantly patrolling.
They're up there. I've met them. They're great Americans, great patriots in their neighborhood watch operation up there. And, of course, you know, interesting statement Claude made to the radio station that we're so concerned about our occasionally armed patrols of the nation's border. and that we've drawn the ire of immigrant rights advocates who accuse them of being racially motivated and dangerous. Dangerous neighborhood watch. But Claude responds, as Minutemen always do, politely, with logic and the facts. And Claude says that, you know, we don't target anyone in particular, just those trying to sneak across the border. We don't care who you are, where you come from, what food you eat, what music you like to listen to, what dances you like. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity. It's not about ethnicity. It's about the rule of law and reporting suspicious activity to the proper authorities. And I think people carrying huge backpacks loaded with drugs or who knows what else is suspicious activity. All right. Well, moving to Missouri and Operation U-Turn, a citizens forum on illegal immigration, the Smart Port, and national security. On the line, we have Randall Cox. Randall, you there?
Yes. Good evening, Chris. How are you this evening?
Good evening. Great. Doing well. A little off my mark this evening after spending the last 3 days bringing my new daughter into the world and being a little unprepared, but we're plowing through, we're managing.
Hi, Randall.
Good evening.
This is Carmen.
Got Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
So, Randall, we're just touting the big forum that you're having there in Missouri. You want to tell us some more about that?
Well, as I often tell people, this is just not a forum or a rally of such just for Kansas City. Because of what we're going to be educating people on and actually protesting is something that affects not only the Midwest, including Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, but the entire United States. The Smart Port and the establishment and their plans of doing that has been done in a very covert fashion. It wasn't by design that word got out. An investigative reporter happened to catch part of it and started researching it, and other people picked up, and through the Freedom of Information Act were able to get government documents about it, and that bothered them a great deal. The public knew that this was going on, and then of course in discovery that there'd be tremendous tax dollars going to establish this land for this Smart Port in Kansas City area will actually be sovereign soil of Mexico, much like a embassy, if you will. And so it is all part of the plan, part of a super corridor, SPP and the NAFTA, where they'll have six lanes of trucks coming in from Mexico. They will be sealed in Mexico by agents, I guess, of the Mexican government, whatever, that will check them there supposedly and seal them. And those trucks traveling on a highway, I guess, in all practicality, could be stopped, but reality is they will not have the authority to check inside those trucks. They will leave Mexico with goods from China, South America, Mexico, and so on, in large numbers traveling into this port in Kansas City. At that point, they'll be on Mexican soil and will be, here again, out of control or without any kind of control of U.S., people to check it.
Right, that's interesting. Randall, I'd say that's interesting. It's sort of like having a 2,000-mile United Nations highway, whereas, you know, when you step into the United Nations, you're no longer on U.S. soil. You're on a foreign embassy, and I guess we could say that now we're going to have a six-lane freeway through the middle of our country that's really the territory of two foreign governments, that of Canada and Mexico, in that sense.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's really amazing, And several people, as a matter of fact, of these several people I'm speaking of, they will be at Operation U-Turn speaking on September 30th. One person in particular has been researching this for some time, has done a tremendous amount of validation and documentation from government reports and other reports to make sure that the information being provided is accurate and truthful. But the reality is this is why the United States government does not want to shut down the border. It's because of this. They're working towards that means of no border at all. We know the results, and independent groups are looking at this, and they're telling us the end result to this across the United States. We'll see basically the middle class will disappear. We'll see things like unions, which we've got both union and non-union people that are involved with the securing of the borders and all, but unions will fail to exist. Now, I think there's a few unions out there now trying to embrace this whole aspect of illegal immigration that, to make it part of their own, to make money, but I think they fail to understand and know that if this takes place, their union will fail to exist. There'll be no longer a need for it.
Well, that's true. We get calls, many calls from, I guess you could say, union members who are quite concerned about the union going out and aggressively recruiting illegal aliens into their cadre of people in the union, but yet the union chiefs are all for bringing this in, but the union members are quite concerned about it because it's beginning to lower their wages, it's beginning to lower how much they're making on their shipments and their jobs. And you know, you talked about the experts that you're going to have, and the lineup is quite impressive for putting this together, and kudos to you for being able to put this together so quickly. But I so look forward to it. I think the expert you're speaking of is Deneen Peterson.
Yes, that's
PhD,
correct.
Featured speaker, yes. Professor, and a noted expert on the SPP and SmartPort, along with a good friend of mine, somebody I've known for years, Mr. Mike Cutler, a retired INS special agent, who just can give you everyone the inside scoop. And Mike has a book out and has a website, and I tell you, there's no better expert out there than Mike. And also speaking will be Joyce Mucci, the executive director of the Midwest Immigration Reform, Steve Franks, the founder of NFRA. What does that stand for?
That's the National Federation of Republican
Assembly. Yes, great.
Yes.
Another something else people need to know about the Republican Party, very much divided between the Republicans and the Republican Assembly, which are very much a conservative wing of the Republican Party. Also speaking will be Gary Creep, U.S. Justice Foundation, and our good friend Al Garza, the National Executive Director for the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps, along with all of our volunteers there in that area. And we just look forward to it. You can go to our website, folks, for more information.
Absolutely. You can still RSVP. You can still make reservations. Let's go there and let's support these guys. And let's find a solution to that project.
Randall, if people want more information, they can contact you.
Yes, they sure can. And on the website, it has my email, which would be Missouri@MinutemanHQ.com. Or they can call me at 816-256-4706. And something I might mention about the meeting as well, we're getting calls from Iowa, Nebraska, all over the Midwest of chapters are rallying their group to and people to come. This is open to the public, so it may be the type of thing. We even have individuals who have been considering becoming active and joining. And so this will be a great opportunity for them. I assure all of them that should a person walk in the door that has any questions as far as their involvement or how much they want to be involved and so on, by the end of the day, they'll be asking for an application for the leave. What's neat about this roundup of speakers, Chris and Carmen, is the fact that we often look at things like this and say, oh, it's a scare thing, it's a scare tactic, you know, everybody, we're going to get you riled up. But what's neat is, because of the type of speakers we got, they're going to tell them the reality of it. They're going to tell you what's behind this whole situation, why the U.S. government won't close down the borders and making effort towards that. But the other thing that will be really awesome, Gary Creep believes that he has enough information, if you will, enough facts and figures, so on and so forth, that they utilize, that he can take this to the Supreme Court and have litigation. Joyce Mucci is a registered lobbyist, and she's going to teach chapters and people there how to lobby within their own state offices and for state representatives and congressmen, senators, so on, and teach them effectively how to do that to get changes made.
And that's what it's all about, Randall. And you know that Minuteman Civil Defense Corps always, from the beginning, has been about exposing these issues through education. And this is very much an educational process and where we're educating people. We're not saying we're not conspiracy theorists. I remember I thought that when I first came across the SPP webpage sponsored by the U.S. government. I said, wait a minute, this isn't just a conspiracy theory. This is real stuff. Hang on, Randall, over this break, and we'll continue this discussion about this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to educate yourselves there in Kansas City. We'll be right back after this break.
Nightmare.